Nature is a gift. This morning it was pouring rain. I didn't make notes on the trail like I usually do, but I had a conversation with the trees. I thanked them for holding space, for standing steady, for reminding me that I am small in the best possible way. I recognize them as a gift from the Creator, the one I call God. Not in a rigid way, not in a way that excludes anyone, but in a way that says, look at this. Look at what we've been given. Air that fills our lungs without asking permission, trees that clean the atmosphere and ask for nothing in return, rain that falls whether we notice it or not, mountains that don't compete, oceans that don't rush. Nature is not random noise. It is provision, it is design, it is generosity. And generosity speaks one message very clearly. You are so loved. We are meant to be stewards, not owners, not exploiters, not consumers without conscience. Stewards. Because when you truly believe something is a gift, you treat it differently. You don't litter a cathedral. You don't deface sacred art. You don't rush through something holy. And the forest is holy. The shoreline is holy. The desert, the prairie, the backyard tree outside your kitchen window, holy. Sometimes women come to me feeling disconnected, numb, overstimulated, overextended. I rarely tell them to do more. I tell them to go outside, stand still. Let something older than you hold you. Let something rooted remind you that you belong here, not as an accident, as intention. Nature does not strive. It blooms when conditions are right. And you are part of that same design. The same intelligence that grows forests beats your heart. The same force that spins galaxies keeps your cells dividing and repairing. You are not separate from creation. You are woven into it. And when you step outside and feel peace settle into your nervous system, that is not random. That is remembrance. You are so loved, and the evidence is everywhere.